Well, more than 40 years after the death penalty was last carried out in Sri Lanka, the country is once again on the hunt for a hangman. President Maithripala Sirisena is expected to start signing the death warrants of convicted drug traffickers within days. His decision to reinstate capital punishment was inspired by the Philippines' brutal war on drugs, but it sparked condemnation from human rights groups. South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu reports from Colombo.
Wearing white cotton shorts and shackled together with one long chain, new prisoners are led from a bus into Colombo's largest jail. Behind the imposing colonial-era door are gallows that haven't been used in four decades. But the gallows could be needed again any day now.
It was quite bizarre one morning to wake up to find an advertisement in the newspaper for an executioner, a person who had to be a man and who had to be of a good moral character to be able to apply for the job.
That's Biraj Patnaik, Amnesty International's South Asia director and a leading voice opposing Sri Lanka's decision to reinstate the death penalty. Sri Lanka's president, Maithripala Sirisena, says he was inspired by a recent trip to the Philippines, where he met strongman President Rodrigo Duterte. Mr. Sirisena praised Mr. Duterte's violent crackdown on drug crime, which observers say has seen 5,000 extrajudicial killings. He called it an example to the world and vowed to bring back the noose in Sri Lanka to target drug traffickers. Despite a 42-year moratorium, Sri Lanka's judges have continued to hand down death sentences for violent crimes like murder, but the sentences have been commuted to life in jail. 1,300 people are on death row in Sri Lanka's prisons, and it's the drug traffickers that Mr. Sirisena wants to execute first. That means hiring a hangman. Prisons Commissioner T.M. Jayasiri Wijanath says more than 100 people applied for the job, which pays $280 a month.
This is a very crucial job. Therefore, if it is suitable, this particular person, we can use.
He says it's been so long since the death penalty was carried out, the successful applicant will have to be trained by experts from a foreign country, probably Pakistan. Sri Lanka is a popular transit point in the South Asian narcotics trade. Police have already seized more than twice as much heroin this year than they did in 2018. But in this majority Buddhist country, which has cultivated an image as a serene tourist destination, the move has many concerned. Amnesty International's Biraj Patnaik again.
All we have is a number. We don't know their names. We're not in touch with their families. We have no idea whether they had a fair trial. We have no idea whether these trials took place under circumstances where the evidence was obtained under torture.
17 convicted drug traffickers, including one woman, are expected to be executed soon. Biraj Patnaik hopes pressure from religious leaders will force a rethink before the irreversible punishment is carried out.
So we are very much hoping prominent voices from the Buddhist clergy, prominent voices from other religious clergy, including the Christians and the Hindus, would speak up against the death penalty and help change the president's mind.
Amnesty International's Biraj Patnaik. Ending that report by South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu.